from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo talks about priority to reduce gap at APEC Summit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attends the 21st Conference of Muhammadiyah Students in East Java. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated about the importance of reducing economic gap since the issue needs to get more attention in this globalization era. Based on the statement of Presidential Secretariat Deputy Head of Protocol, Press and Media Affairs, Bey Mahmudin, received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, November 18, the reduction of economic gap is one of the points delivered by President when attending the working lunch theme promoting inclusive growth in the digital age as one of the agendas of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Summit 2018 in Papua New Guinea. According to President Joko Widodo, economic gap can possibly cause terrifying impacts if it is not solved properly. At the APEC Summit 2018 in Port Moresby, the president remarked that in 30 years to come, reduction of economic growth must be prioritized as it is the vision of APEC Summit post-Bogor. Indonesian President Joko Widodo begins his work visit in East Java by visiting the Muhammadiyah Institute of Health Sciences in Lamongan Regency on Monday, November 19. Escorted by National Radio News Agency KBRN, President Joko Widodo in his visit inaugurated the Muhammadiyah Campus Mosque, changed the status of 6 Muhammadiyah institutes, and laid the first stone of the Muhammadiyah Lamongan University construction. In the afternoon, President will visit Muhammadiyah Sidoarjo University to open the 21st Muktamar Conference of Muhammadiyah Students. The President is scheduled to return to Jakarta with the First Lady Iriana Widodo in the evening from Juanda International Airport, Surabaya. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala received Muhammadiyah Award, which coincided with the 106th anniversary of Muhammadiyah, held in Pura Mangkunegaran, Solo, Central Java on Sunday, November 18. It was remarked by Muhammadiyah's General Chairman Haidar Nasir based on the report of Antara on Sunday, November 18. The award is presented as tribute for Indonesian figures who significantly contribute to solving conflicts and restoring peace as well as humanity. Vice President Yusuf Kala remarked that it has been 106 years that Muhammadiyah has served and contributed for Indonesia in various fields, including religion, education, social, and economy. Yusuf Kala hopes that Muhammadiyah can continue to make contributions and progress for Indonesia. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that an airline must have good qualifications where its financial condition must be healthy. Minister Sumadi made the remarks after the closing ceremony of an education and people empowerment training program at the state-owned Indonesian Aviation Institute in Curug, Banten. Secondly, airlines must have a vision and mission-related safety, for example, when purchasing aircraft and the process of recruiting flight crew and airline employees. Minister Sumadi elaborated the qualifications in response to questions related to the possibility of the Merpati airline to resume operation in Indonesian airspace. He welcomed the possibility of Merpati to resume operation, considering that there are still many areas in the country that must be served. The minister does not dare to guarantee regarding whether or not the Merpati will start operating in 2019 because it depends on the Merpati's readiness. He explained that in order to be able to resume flying, Merpati should take care of licensing from the beginning, and according to him, it was not easy. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Taiwanese representative to Indonesia, Lan Xiaoli, said Indonesia and Taiwan have completed cooperation on mechanical engineering training and education. The completion of the cooperation was held at Formosa Training Center, Jakarta on Sunday, November 18. Escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday, Lan Xiaoli pointed out that the cooperation is a part of the blueprint of new policy to Southern Hemisphere in a bid to establish the quality of human resources. He believes Indonesia and Taiwan have more opportunities to develop cooperation in other fields. The Indonesian SMESCO is going to facilitate 6 featured Indonesian small-medium enterprises to participate in the International Sourcing Expo Australia 2018, as well as Leather and Footwear Show 2018, to be held in Melbourne from November 20 to 22. As quoted by Antara, Director of Indonesian SMESCO, Emilia Sohaimi, said on Monday, November 19, that the Indonesian small-medium enterprises will showcase apparel products such as bags, shoes, accessories, textile, and other interesting products. By participating in the event, Indonesian products can be more widely known in Australia. The Indonesian Pavilion is located between the border of the International Sourcing Expo Australia 2018 and Leather and Footwear Show 2018. According to Emilia Sohaimi, the location is very beneficial for Indonesia as visitors from both exhibitions can visit Indonesian Pavilion. The last item, investors from Anhui Province, China, expressed their interest to invest in Lombok tourism sector. Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai, Siti Nugraha Maulidia, reported to Antara that the investors told their interest when attending an international tourism promotion expo held from 16 to 19 of November in Shanghai. Siti Nugraha also said, investors from Anhui are experienced enough to deliver tourists from China to visit Lombok. The biggest international tourism promotion event is held in Shanghai, considering Shanghai contributes significantly to improving Indonesian tourism. This year, the Indonesian Tourism Ministry targets 2.7 million Chinese tourists to visit Indonesia. However, there are still 2 million tourists who visit Indonesian tourism destinations such as Bali and Manado, North Sulawesi. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo talks about priority to reduce gap at APEC Summit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo attends the 21st Conference of Muhammadiyah Students in East Java. That was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. For today's title is Human Resources Key to Inclusive Development. Micro, small, and medium enterprises, UMKM, are the backbone of economy. This statement was again affirmed by President Joko Widodo in a walking lunch, promoting inclusive growth in the digital age at the APEC 2018 summit in Papua New Guinea, PNG, on Sunday. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo remarked that talking about inclusive development is to obviously talk about the micro, small, and medium enterprises, UMKM. Based on 2017 data, the total number of Indonesian UMKM reached 62.9 million business units. As many as 6 million of them have carried out their activities online. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also emphasized that the world has entered the era of Industrial Revolution 4.0. For Indonesia, the new cycle is seen by the President to open opportunities to advance development orientation. Another point affirmed by President Joko Widodo is the reduction of inequality on human and development. Reducing inequality has indeed become Indonesian priority. The government continues to make efforts to reduce inequality in each of its programs. This focus indeed included in the Nawacita program of the Indonesian Working Cabinet. Other programs are to develop Indonesia from the periphery, to strengthen regions and villages within the framework of Unitary States of Republic of Indonesia. The most obvious reduction in inequality is through infrastructure development such as roads, toll roads, harbors, dams, and airports in areas that are in need. All of them are currently the focus of Indonesian government. Now the border regions have become the foremost veranda, which is expected to become an Indonesian display. The priority of human development has been proven by the preparation of a roadmap of economic policy and vocational training in Indonesia in 2017-2025. Next year's Indonesian state budget will also be focused on the development of human resources. The quality of human resources is a key factor in inclusive development, namely development that benefits the community in general. With skilled human resources, the number of Indonesian UMKM will increase and be better prepared, especially entering the era of Industrial Revolution 4.0. Having skilled workers and mastering information technology will open even greater opportunities for Indonesian UMKM to enter the global market. With a good quality and integrated human resources, potential resources can be processed and maintained to support sustainable inclusive development. So there will be no development inequalities in the country. At last, this will make Indonesia equal to other developed countries. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to meet you again in our regular program Today in History. Over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on November 19, 1969, when Pelé scored the 1,000th goal in his career. Edison Arantes do Nascimento, or well-known Pelé, is a world legend football player from Brazil. During his career as a football player, Pelé succeeded to bring Brazil as the world football champion three times, namely in 1958 in Switzerland, in 1962 in Chile, and in 1970 in Mexico. Because of his success, Brazil has arrived on Jules Rimet Trophy. Pelé has a nickname of Rey or the King. Pelé, who was born in Três Corações, Minas Gerais, Brazil, scored the 1,000th goal for Santos. The goal was scored by Pelé when fashioned with Vasco da Gama through penalty kick. Pelé's performance along with Santos had made him coin around the world in Peru's competitions. One of them was in 1967 when Santos, along with Pele, performed in Nigeria, where there was civil war. Pele's performance made ceasefire for 48 hours in order people could witness Pele's performance in the exhibition match in Lagos, Nigeria. Thus, Pele was retired as Santos player in 1972. The next event was in 1977 when Anwar Sadat, the first leader who officially visited Israel and met with Prime Minister Menachem Begin. Great General Muhammad Anwar al-Sadat was an Egyptian soldier and politician. He was officiated as the third president of Egypt on period October 15, 1970 until his assassination on October 6, 1981. By Western, he was considered as person who was very influential in Egypt and Middle East in modern history. On November 19, 1977, Anwar Sadat made a visit to Jerusalem on invitation of Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. That was the beginning of peace negotiation between Israel and Egypt. In 1978, Camp David Agreement was reached, which Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin received Peace Nobel. However, this action was opposed by Arab world. On October 6, 1981, President Anwar Sadat was shot until dead in a military parade by soldier member of Jihad Islam. It was a hardline Egyptian Muslim organization that opposed Egypt's peace agreement with Israel. And the last event was in 1990 when the US F-22 Raptor Stealth Fighter was flown for the first time. F-22 Raptor is Raptor Stealth Fighter aircraft made in the United States of America. The Stealth Fighter aircraft was planned to become superiority fighter aircraft to face Soviet Union fighter aircraft. F-22 Raptor flew for the first time on November 1990. The aircraft was through long-term development. His prototype was named YF-22. 3 years before officially used, it was given a name FA-22 and finally named F-22A when it was officially used in December 2005. Lockheed Martin Aeronautics was the main contractor who was responsible to produce most of the aircraft's body, weaponry, and F-22 assembly. Thus, his partner, Boeing Integrated Defense System, produced wing, avionics equipment, and training of pilot maintenance. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. For today's topic is government launches a 16th economic policy package. The 16th economic policy package that has just been issued is focused on encouraging the entry of foreign capital through direct investment in the country. It is expected that the increase in direct investment will be able to cover the increase in current account deficit (CAD) and increase investor confidence. This was stated by Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution at the Presidential Office in Jakarta last Friday when launching the 16th economic policy package. Minister Darmin explained that the policies in the 60 package encourage the entry of larger foreign capital, including through direct investment. He also urged that Indonesia needs to continue to be prepared to face uncertainties in global economic condition in 2019. This is worsened with the trade war that will still occur among countries. Relaxation of policy is implemented by the government to maintain the resilience of the national economy. One of them is by issuing the 6th economic policy package. At least there are 3 policies implemented, namely expanding the tax holiday reduction facility, relaxing the negative investment list, DNI, and strengthening foreign exchange controls by providing tax incentives for the resale of natural resources. Minister Darmin Nasution also explained that the policies in the 60th package are formed to encourage the entry of larger foreign capital, including through direct investment. Meanwhile, Bank Indonesia BI will issue a new regulation that is obliged to bring export proceed, DHE, into the country on January 1, 2019. One of these rules is the implementation of the improvement of the 60th economic policy package. Governor of Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio said that his side would make a special savings account SSR for foreign exchange depositors in the new regulation. In the deposit, Bank Indonesia will provide incentives in the form of deposit tax deductions. He also explained that a number of conveniences would be enjoyed by entrepreneurs who earn income from export proceeds without reducing the need for companies to fulfill their foreign currency obligations. This foreign exchange export policy is in accordance with the law number 2499 concerning the ease of exchanging foreign exchange in rupiah and providing incentives. Governor Ferry added that the incentives to be given to foreign exchange exporters are in the form of deposit tax deductions. This is also regulated and distinguished in the foreign exchange, which is said between dollars and rupiah. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated about the importance of reducing economic gap since the issue needs to get more attention in this globalization era. According to President Joko Widodo, economic gap can possibly cause terrifying impacts if it is not solved properly. Indonesian President Joko Widodo begins his working visit in East Java by visiting the Muhammadiyah Institute of Health Sciences in Lamongan Regency on Monday, November 19. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla received Muhammadiyah Award, which coincided with the 106th anniversary of Muhammadiyah held in Pura Mangkunegaran, Solo, Central Java on Sunday. It was remarked by Muhammadiyah General Chairman Haidar Nasir based on the report of Antara on Sunday. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi stated on Sunday that a line must have a number of qualifications. As quoted by Antara, Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that an airline must have good qualifications where its financial condition must be healthy. Taiwanese representative to Indonesia Lan Xiali said Indonesia and Taiwan have completed cooperation on mechanical engineering training and education. The Indonesian SMESCO is going to facilitate 6 featured Indonesian small-medium enterprises to participate in the International Sourcing Expo Australia 2018, as well as Leather and Footwear Show 2018, to be held in Melbourne from November 20 to 22. Investors from Anhui Province, China, expressed their interest to invest in Lombok tourism sector. Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai, Siti Nugraha Maulidia, reported to Antara that the investors told their interest when attending an international tourism promotion expo held from November 16 to 19 in Shanghai. Listener, there was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Please listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you Indo Ranuang Waterfall in West Sulawesi. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id. Listeners, West Sulawesi is one of provinces in Indonesia. The province was established on October 5, 2004 and has six regencies. One of them is Polewali Mandar, located in the south, and it directly shares border with sea that makes the regency has many marine tourism objects. Besides marine tourism objects, the regency also has many natural tourism objects. One of them is Indo Ranuang Waterfall. The waterfall is located at Kunyi Village, Anreapi District in Polewali Mandar Regency, West Sulawesi Province. Listeners, Indo Ranuang Waterfall has some levels, beginning from small until big size. Every level offers different water depth with beautiful nature and mountain. The height of those waterfalls also varies, around 100 meters until 40 meters. If you are lucky, you will find butterflies, which sometimes appear to greet visitors. One of the level which can be soaking place to enjoy the cold of waterfall is at the second level. Its depth is for adult with some points which are quite deep. Its stones are overgrown by green trees which makes fresh air water. The waterfall flows from upstream, which never stops and keeps flowing until Limbong Si Todo. Listeners, the interesting things of Indo Ranuang Waterfall is that its water source is from Limbong Si Todo. If you visit Indo Ranuang, you will pass Limbong Si Todo. If you are back from the peak, you can still enjoy Limbong Si Todo, which also becomes tourism destination. This destination is very crowded on weekends. Limbong Si Todo in the certain time presents tourism culinary in which you can enjoy fruits such as rambutan and langsat that are sold by local people. Listeners, Indo Ranuang Waterfall, which has a distance around 8 kilometers from Polewali City, is a little challenge to go there, because it is similar with other locations of waterfall in general, which is in the high area. You must walk as far as 4 kilometers to reach Indo Ranuang by going down path through cocoa plantations. Climbing to Indo Ranuang is not easy. You must prepare prime stamina. Because of its quite steep slope, it is better for you to provide drinking water, because hiking will certainly be exhausting. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is jenis film, or in English, kind of movie. Stay tuned. Tony invites Enda to go to cinema. They discuss about the film they are going to watch.
Ayo kita menonton film horor.
Horor? Aku tidak mau. Takut.
Kita menonton film drama saja.
Tidak. Aku tidak suka drama.
Jenis film apa yang kamu suka?
Horor, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal.
Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja.
Oke.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice, slowly, and you can follow after me. Ayo kita menonton film. Ayo kita menonton film. Let's watch a movie. Aku tidak mau. Takut. Aku tidak mau. Takut. In English, no thank you, I'm afraid. Kita menonton film drama saja. Kita menonton film drama saja. In English, we just watch drama film. Aku tidak suka drama. Aku tidak suka drama. In English, I do not like drama film. Jenis film apa yang kamu suka? Jenis film apa yang kamu suka? In English, what kind of film do you like? Horor, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal. Horor, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal. In English, horror, action, comedy, animation, and kolosal. Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja. Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja. In English, well, let's watch a comedy film. In the dialogue, Enda asks Tony jenis film apa yang kamu suka? Jenis film apa yang kamu suka? In English, what kind of film do you like? To ask about kinds of film, you can say jenis film apa yang kamu suka. Or you can say, kamu suka jenis film apa? In English, what kind of film do you like? If someone asks you about kinds of film you like, you can mention kinds of film such as horror, in English horror, comedy, in English comedy, drama, in English drama, drama romantis, in English romantic drama, laga, in English action,
colossal. In English, colossal. In the context of action film in an informal condition, Indonesian people usually say it film action. The term of film action is more familiar than film laga. Now we back to Anda's question about kinds of Tony's favorite movie. Jenis film apa yang kamu suka? It is a specific question, so that it should be answered in a specific sentence. But in general, you can also ask someone by saying film apa yang kamu suka. In English, what film do you like? Maybe they will answer by mentioning kinds of film they like, such as horror, comedy film, or maybe they will mention the movie title they like. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's follow again the conversation.
Ayo kita menonton film horor.
Horor? Aku tidak mau. Takut. Kita menonton film drama saja.
Tidak, tidak. Aku tidak suka drama.
Jenis film apa yang kamu suka?
Horor, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal.
Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja.
Oke.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present some kroncong songs by Indonesian kroncong singers Kelana Hermawan, Wiwit Sunarto, and Khairizal Haidir. Stay with us in Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application. To initiate today's edition of Music Corner, let's begin with a song, Tugu Monas, by Kelana Hermawan. Happy listening. That was the song Tugu Monas by Klana Hermawan. This song tells about the splendor of the national monument, or better known as Monas. Besides being a symbol of the city of Jakarta, Monas is also the pride of the Indonesian people. The vast Monas Park becomes a bustling city park and becomes an open space to keep the city's environment beautiful and cool. The monument is located in the middle of the capital city of Jakarta. This song was performed well by Klana Hermawan. With his distinctive and strong voice character, this song sounds enjoyable to listen. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Sampul Surat by Wiwit Sunarto. You've just listened to Sampul Surat sung by Wiwit Sunarto. This song tells about someone who received a long-awaited letter. However, she is very disappointed because she only received a cover of letter. The letter cover is then kept as a memory during her life. The soft voice of Wiwit Sunarto is appropriate with keroncong rhythm. The song Sampul Surat is an original keroncong song that has also dedicated by other Indonesian singers including Didi Kempot. Listener, to end the segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Rangkaian Melati by Wiwit Sunarto and Dewi Murni by Hairizal Haidir. Happy listening, sampai jumpa. Di
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih. serentak mekar menyebar wangi. Untuk menyambut Dewi Murni bertitik pelangi turun mandi.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.